Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Lord God, I surrender, Lord God, unto you this morning. Lord, I yield to you. I yield to your Holy Spirit, oh God. Lord God, as we come this day, Lord God, that there will be change and transformation in our lives today, oh God. As people look upon you today, that they will see you through me, oh God. Lord God, as we have gathered, this is truly the day that you have made, and it shall be a glorious day. This is what we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Good morning, everyone. This is Apostle Minetta Hare. We are live in the greatest city of Detroit here on the Kingdom in Gathering Online Church. Beloved, grab your Bible. Grab something to write with, something to write on. Share this link, share this post with a friend. They'll be blessed, they'll be strengthened, they'll be encouraged, they'll be inspired, and they will be empowered by the worship experience and by the word of God this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's just listen a little bit more to William McDowell.
I want to be the one to say, introduce him, Jesus. I want to carry your glory. I want to carry your power. I want to carry your anointing, your spirit, your love.
Yes, can we say that? Lord, fill me up this morning, and I want to say what you say, oh God. Yes, Lord, fill us up this morning that we would say what you say. We are excited, really, to be back this morning as we continue our series, Back to School, Back to the Bible, God's Word. Oh, beloved, I'm excited as we continue this series. I want you to grab your Bible. Oh, yeah, we're going to work the Word. I want you to make sure you have a journal because you'll be able to capture what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you as well as through the Word of God and through me this morning. We do have a word from the Lord in this series as we teach, as we preach, as we prepare, as we equip, as we train you to be disciples of Christ. students, learners, and followers of Christ. And so our whole purpose here on the Kingdom In Gathering is to prepare you, is to equip you, is to make you a disciple of Christ by teaching biblical foundations, principles, and kingdom principles on discipleship, leadership, and mentoring you for building strong disciples. Amen. So, beloved, we are truly excited as we look at, in this series, Session 2, Part 2, the benefits and blessings of the Word. The benefits and blessings of the Word. Father God, we come this morning giving you all honor, praise, and glory. Truly, this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you open up our eyes of understanding and enlightenment to your word today, that this word will go forth in our hearts, in our spirits, in our minds, and every dimension of us today, oh God, this word would multiply 1,000 times more, that it will fall on good ground, oh God, and it would just saturate us to hear your word as you speak to us through scriptures, oh God, as you speak to us through your Holy Spirit, that we receive the benefits and blessing of your word. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Beloved, I want to make sure you have grabbed your Bible and something to write with, because this morning I want to make sure you get all of the benefits and the blessings of God's word. And so the only way you can get that, beloved, I challenge you and charge you, is that you would study the word. You would read the word, you would meditate on the word, you would memorize the word, you would decree and declare the word, word. That is your benefit. That is the way for you to receive the benefits and the blessings of the word. Amen. You can't get around it. You can't put the Bible on top of your head. No, beloved. You have to study it. It's not by osmosis. And so this morning, grab your pen, and as we work this word this morning, oh, you're going to be blessed by it as you implement and apply it to your life. So let us start out looking at this lesson, this session, looking at the book of Joshua. The book of Joshua, a very familiar passage of scripture, one that I have based and named even one of my ministries after, Good Success Seminars and Coaching, Good Success Global Enterprises. And so I know there's a benefit and a blessing in God's word according to what he was speaking in to Joshua in Joshua 1:8. Let me read it for your hearing. The word of the Lord says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it," or meditate in it "day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous." You will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Amen. The benefit and blessings of the word. We see right here, God commanded Joshua to meditate on his word, to study the word, and not to let it depart from his mouth, but to observe to do all that was written. And if Joshua obeyed, what did he get out of it? What was the promise that God spoke to Joshua. He said, if you do these things, if you don't let the word, the law depart from you, then the promises, then the blessings, then the benefits are you will make your way prosperous. You, beloved, will make your... So there are a couple of words that I want you to highlight, circle, underline in verse 1-8. Is that you would, number one, meditate on the word of God. Amen. Day and night, I want you to circle, underline, meditate, to ponder upon. And then the second word I want you to underline is prosperous. And the third, then you will have good success. So meditate, observe, that's another one. Observe, mean to do, implement what God has in his word. And you will reap the benefit and the reward of Joshua 1:8. The next word of God that I want us to look at is found in Psalms. Very familiar passage, Psalms 1. Psalms 1, verse 1 through 3. Psalms 1, 1 through 3. Very familiar passage of scripture for your hearing. Because I already said, I want you to write the word meditate down. Because that's what God told Joshua, to meditate on his word. This is what Psalms 1, verse 1 through 3 is telling us. It describes the man who meditates on God's word and the promises and the blessings and the benefits. So for your hearing, it says, blessed is the man. So circle that right now. Blessed. Who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scornful, but his delight, pleasure, is in the law of the Lord, in the word of God. That's right. And his law, he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does prosper. We see that word again, prosper. So go back, beloved. Under verse 1, I want you to circle and highlight blessed. In verse 2, the word delight and meditates. And then verse 3, I want you to circle or highlight, underline, planted, fruit, prosper. Think about that. What that passage of scripture is telling us as the promise, as the benefit, as the blessing, as we meditate on God's word. Amen. Then I want us to look at Psalms, flip over a couple of pages probably, Psalms 19. Psalms 19. We're going to start reading for you at verse 7 to 11 for your hearing. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is pure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold,
yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Amen. That's the word of God for you this morning, talking about the benefits, blessings, and promises found in God's word. Beloved, I want you to highlight, when we see the word law, testimony, statutes, command, judgments, they all are talking about the word of God, the word of the Lord. Amen. So you will see this throughout Psalms 119. That's why I encourage you over 2 weeks ago to start reading Psalms 119 in its entirety. And today we're going to even look at several verses in Psalms 119 that relates to your benefits, your blessings, and promises in the Word of God. So, beloved, when we think about what are the scriptures useful for, let us turn and look at 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy 3, 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17. I'm reading the Word of God, so it is received in your spirit, but I want you to be encouraged to go back and to listen to this program again, but also, beloved, I want you to go in and read, go in and study, go in and meditate, confess, decree, and declare God's word over your life. Amen. That you would receive the benefits, the blessings, and the promises according to God's word. So here in 2 Timothy, verse 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Why the scriptures are useful. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproach, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Amen. Amen. So, beloved, again, the Word of God is telling us it is given by inspiration of God. Amen. Inspiration of God, as the Word has been written for you to be blessed, for you to be encouraged, for you to be inspired, for you to be for correction, for reproof, for it to be profitable, for the word to give you instruction in your life, beloved. So it is preparing you and equipping you and training you for good works. Oh, beloved, that you would just meditate on God's word. See, the whole Bible, I didn't say some of the Bible, I didn't say the Old Testament or just the New Testament, I said the entire Bible, the whole Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, is God's inspired word. Because it's inspired and trustworthy, we should read it and apply it to our lives. The Bible is our standard for testing everything else that claims to be true. It's our safeguard against false teaching and our source of guidance for how we should live daily. It is our only source of knowledge about how we can be saved. God wants to show you and me, beloved, what it is and what is true, equip you and I to live for him. How much time do you spend in God's word? I encourage you, beloved. I challenge you. I charge you read the Word of God regularly to discover God's truth and become confident in your life and in your faith, that you would receive the benefits, that you would know the benefits. You know, it's just like when you work for a company or a corporation, they have what they call a benefit package, right? And you will not know the benefits unless you read the employee's benefit package. Well, beloved, as disciples, as sons of God, as children of God, we must know the benefits, the promises, and blessings by reading God's word. And you must develop a plan for reading the whole Bible, not just for familiar passages, not just for familiar topics or subjects, but the entire Bible. For inspiration, amen. For correction, amen. For reproof, amen. For you to be prepared and equipped for good works, beloved. That the word of God is going to be profitable to you, amen. So anyone that's in business, you want to be profitable. You want your life to be profitable, beloved. You want your family, your business, your community to be profitable. And so study the word. Amen. Even our Lord Jesus Christ overcame temptations and defeated the devil according to the word found in Matthew. That's right. In Matthew, we see what Jesus said to the enemy, to the devil. Let us read that too. Because, beloved, if Jesus used the word overcome temptation and to defeat the devil, you and I should do the same. That's how Jesus overcame temptation. He said in verse let me read, verse 7. No, let me go back. Let me start at verse 1 and read through verse 11, amen, for your hearing. Because it lays a foundation for you, beloved, to use the word, to study the word, to memorize and meditate and apply the word in your life. So the word says, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterward, he was hungry, physically hungry, beloved. And we're going to talk about that next week, about spiritual hunger. So stay tuned. This is already a preview and an insight of next week about spiritual hunger. But anyway, verse 3, now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command these stones become bread. Verse 4, and he answered, Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. It is written, beloved, that you and I shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up unto the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in his hand they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and show him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. That's the word of God for the people of God. Amen. So I ask that question, beloved. How did Jesus overcome temptation and defeat the devil? By the word of God. Amen. Three temptations, three different temptations. And we see how Jesus answered him, how he responded to him, saying, it is written. And we're talking about the word of God. It is written, giving us instructions, beloved, how to overcome temptation and defeat the devil. Think about, meditate on the words daily, as the Lord God told Joshua, never let it depart from your heart. Amen. Meditate, ponder on it in Jesus' name. So, beloved, as believers, as Christian believers, how can we walk in victory over sin? I want us to turn to Psalms 119, verse 9 and 11. Psalms 119. That's why we're talking about the word of God and the benefits of the word of God operating in our lives. The benefits, the blessings, and the promises. So when we look, I gave you, when you look at Psalms 119, you will see testimonies. Amen. You will see statutes. You will see judgments. You will see the word command or commands. We're all talking about the word of God. Amen. And I still encourage you, those that have not had that opportunity yet, to read through Psalms 119. I encourage you to take time today, beloved. So Psalms 119 says to us, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your words. With your whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Verse 11, your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimony as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Amen, amen. That was verse 9 through 16. Beloved, the word of God is telling us how to walk victoriously over sin. Amen. That we would heed to the word. Amen. That we would not wander from God's commandments. That we would hide his word in our heart. And that we would learn the statutes, amen, the judgments, and that we would rejoice in God's testimonies and how rich they are to us as we meditate on the precepts and ponder on God's way, and that we take great delight in God's statutes, and that we would not forget his word. Amen, amen. Beloved, for those that have continued to listen in, we know we have signed off with those that are listening in through the internet, but we will continue on those that are listening in and that have dialed in to our live prayer line at 1-347-945-6272. We are closing out as we list some of the ways the word benefits the believer. As we looked at Psalms 119, I want just to highlight this list of some of the ways the word benefits the believer, how the word will benefit you today, beloved, the blessings and the promises. So as we flip and look at Psalms 119, verse 98. Verse 98, and I will read 98, 99, 100, 105, and verse 165, all found in Psalms 119. For your hearing, the word of the Lord is telling us these are the benefits, beloved. You through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemy. So we get wisdom as a benefit. For they are ever with me, the word of God. Verse 99, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. So, beloved, you have greater understanding as a benefit in the ways of God through his word. Verse 100, I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts. The word of God, we know in Proverbs, says, get wisdom, get understanding, for wisdom is premium. Amen? For wisdom is a principal thing. So, beloved, we see here in verse 98, 99, and 100 that the word of God is telling us that we will be wiser than our enemies. We will have a greater revelation and understanding of God's word, that we, as we meditate, they will be our meditation, and that we will have more understanding than the ancient sage, that we would keep God's precepts. And then in Psalms 119, verse 105, the word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. According to Psalms 119, 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I want to just highlight that for a minute, beloved, when you think about the word being a light to you, to your path, that what Psalms 119 is saying to us in verse 105 is that imagine you are in some place of darkness physically, and to walk safely, let's say in the woods or in the forest, to walk safely in the woods at night, we need a light, a flashlight, some form of light in order to avoid tripping over things that could be of danger to us, or tree roots, or falling into a hole. So, beloved, in this life, we walk through a dark force of evil, but the Bible can be our light to show us the way ahead so we don't stumble as we walk. The Bible, the Word of God, the Holy Scripture, it reveals the entangling roots of false values and philosophies. The Word of God will be a light. Amen. It will be a light to you, beloved, in this journey we call life. It will be a pass to give us safe passage. That's what it is. It's a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. You can make it personal that the word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Amen. And then as we're closing out today's session, I want us to look at Psalms 119 again. Amen. And verse 65. These are some of the ways the word benefits you as a believer. How the word is a blessing and the promises that come with it. And so verse 165 says, great peace have those who love your law, who love your word, who love your precepts, who love your commandments, who love your testimony, who love your statutes. And nothing causes them to stumble. Amen. I just said that as we have a light on our path, as we walk, as we have this journey, that we would not stumble in the darkness, because God's word is a light unto our path. Amen. It's a light. It's a light to our path. It's a light to guide us and to direct us to safe passage. Amen. And then our last verse that we're going to share with you this morning. I know I gave you a lot of scriptures, but I want you to go back and read and meditate on the benefits of God's word as we continue this series, Back to the Bible. And so in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 21, and 22, Proverbs 4, verse 20 through 22, and it says for your hearing, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Amen. What a word of wisdom to us this morning in Proverbs 4, that we would keep God's word in our heart. Amen. We would keep God's word as the guide for us, that we would have great benefits, that we would be blessed by his word daily in our journey, on our journey, on this path that God has given to us. That we would keep his word in our heart. Amen. That we would give attention to his word. That we would meditate on his word. Amen. That it is giving us great benefits. That it is bringing to you and me, beloved. Amen. It is bringing life to us. And it is bringing health to all our flesh, all our endeavors, all our doings, the benefits, the blessings, and promises of God's word that is sweeter than the honey in a honeycomb, that is better than fine gold, hallelujah, than any material possessions that we could have in our lives. The word of God, let it us meditate. Let us just think upon God's word, meditate upon God's word, that is going to be a great benefit to us, and that it comes with great rewards for all those that keep the word of God. There's a great benefit. There's a great blessing. There are great promises, and there is a great reward in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I pray to seal this word this morning in Jesus' name. Father God, we just thank you for your word today, oh God, that every passage of scripture that we have read, oh God, will manifest in our lives 1,000 times more, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that every word, oh God, that we have read, that we will meditate on today and the days to come will be of a great benefit with great reward to each of us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, as this word has gone forth, it shall not come back void unto us today, oh God, but it shall accomplish in each of our lives what you have sent it forth to do, oh God. Lord God, just as you spoke, that it is written, oh God, that we would speak the word, we would decree the word, we would declare the word over our lives, oh God, and that we would walk victorious over sin, oh God, over death, according to your word, oh God, that we would overcome temptations, oh God, and defeat the enemy, defeat Satan, defeat the foe, oh God, according to your word, oh God. That it is an inspired word for all of us, oh God, for correction, for reproof, for it to be profitable in our lives for good works. Oh God, we thank you for this word, oh God. As you commanded Joshua to study your word, to meditate on your word, and to never let it depart from his heart, and that he would make his way prosperous and have good success, oh God. That we would do according also, oh God, that we would meditate on it day and night and not let it depart from us. Today, oh God, we thank you for your word, oh God, as you have spoken in Psalms 1, oh God, that this word would be planted in our spirits, oh God, that it would be like a tree planted by water, oh God, and that it would bear much fruit, oh God. And whatever we do, it will not wither, oh God, but we will prosper through your word today, oh God. We thank you for this word today, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that the word is a light unto our path today, oh God, that we will be guided by the word and that all the benefits and blessings and promises will manifest in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Beloved, I pray that you have been blessed, you have been strengthened, you've been encouraged, you've been inspired, and you have been empowered by today's lesson and worship experience here on the Kingdom In Gathering Online Church. I leave you with this question, beloved. What did you learn from this lesson today, and how will you apply it to your life today and in the days to come? Jesus' name, amen, amen. We have quite a few of you on our call, on the session this morning. I want to open it up. If there is a prayer request, this is our live prayer line time. We would want to pray with you, or if you have a comment, that you've been blessed by the word today. You may have a question or a comment. I see Minister Levy is with us this morning. Good morning, Minister Levy.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Apostle Hare, for that powerful word. And it even confirms and even the more lets me know that I have to study the word of God. That's my life source of everything that I am, in order to be able to accomplish what God has called me to in the earth. So thank you for sharing those powerful scriptures that you gave to us, and I will continually ponder over them and meditate over them day and night, because truly God's word is a lamp to my feet, and it is a light. It lightens my way as I travel day by day. So once again, thank you for that powerful message.
Praise God. We bless God for Minister Levy joining with us this morning.